Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
Let's start with the Irish Independent this morning. The main picture in the front there, Dearán Gerahy could be making RT return soon despite quitting 2FM radio show. But the main headline there, whilst we all seem to have good intentions when it comes to our green credentials, half of us won't alter car or food habits to fight climate change. Half of Irish adults will not change what they eat or how much they drive to help combat climate change, new research suggests. Scientists said the ESRI study warns that the government must come clean with the public about the high emissions costs of eating meat, while also dramatically improving transport operations in order to make it that little bit more attractive. Going to the inside of the Indo, asylum seekers offer €75 extra per week to exit tents amid shortages. You heard Eoin O'Riordan commenting on that on the news this morning. It's by all accounts, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has indicated that a move is afoot in relation to moving those tents from the Grand Canal in Dublin. There's an expectation that may happen today with them being moved. We don't know where, but they certainly will be moved as we understand it. Students are dismantling their protest camp that shut down the campus at Trinity College, Dublin, for nearly a week after the university agreed to work towards cutting ties with Israel. Now, an agreement was reached, we understand, between the student-led Trinity Boycott Diversity and Sanctions Group and the college yesterday afternoon, following 5 days in which students camped in the Central Fellows Square and the public was excluded from the campus, including looking at the Book of Kells. Staying with the Independent, Sinn Féin hopeful called for a significant increase in the number of migrants. This is Sinn Féin's European hopeful in the Ireland South constituency. Previously called on the government to significantly increase the number of asylum seekers and refugees coming to the state. Senator Paul Gavin said in 2019 that Ireland had failed to show solidarity with migrants by not taking in enough people in previous years. The government of Ireland must now begin, he said, to show true solidarity and significantly increase the number of refugees and asylum seekers it is prepared to resettle, he went on to say. Danny Healy-Ray, making the news, has said Ukrainian refugees are driving, quote, flashy SUVs and high-powered cars and going home on holiday to houses we were told were bombed and blown out of existence. Mr. Healy-Ray made the remarks in the Dáil on behalf of the Royal Independent Group, with the Taoiseach responding, I'm not sure where to start, although he didn't condemn the particular comments. That's what's making the news this morning in the Independent. Going to the Irish Times there, front of it shows a picture of that encampment in Trinity College. As we've just been telling you, an agreement has been reached. That encampment is going to be dismantled and tourists and the public will be able to get access to the campus as well as the Book of Kells. Main headline, asylum seekers to be moved from Grand Canal site. The government will move as early as this morning to begin relocating asylum seekers from tents in the Grand Canal area. Ryan wants Dublin Port to scrap trailer park plan. The Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, is pushing Dublin Port Company to scrap proposals for a container trailer park opposite Sandyman Strand and devote the full site to a nature reserve. Port Company will today reveal revised master plan proposals, cancelling previous controversial plans for a multi-storey shipping container terminal between the former glass bottle site, which is designated for more than 3,500 apartments, and the Irish Town Nature Reserve. Work is already getting underway there in the glass bottle site and has been for quite some time. Infant boy killed in County Clare Road incident, the tragic, tragic story of that incident which happened just outside of Quinn yesterday afternoon. Now, staying with the Irish Times, some of the stories which are making news on the inside of that particular paper. Staying with climate, hundreds of the world's leading climate scientists expect global temperatures to rise to at least 2.5 degrees this century, going well beyond internationally agreed targets and causing catastrophic consequences for humanity and for the planet. Almost 80% of the respondents, all from the authoritative Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, foresee at least 2.5 degrees of global heating above pre-industrial levels, while almost half anticipate at least 3 degrees. Staying with the Irish Times, Irish shoppers caught in online scam. Data on a massive online shopping scam centred in China shows at least 4,700 orders were placed by Irish victims involving almost €320,000 over the three-year period to April, according to researchers. More than 800,000 people across Europe and the US were caught up in the scam, leaked data shows, with researchers in Germany who have investigated the network finding almost no instances of anyone in China falling victim to the criminal network. That is how your Irish Times looks this morning. Let's take a look at what's making news in the Examiner. This is a story which is featured in quite a number of the papers, and it takes one of the leads in the front of the Examiner. And the headline is, "Cocktail of chemicals in vapes could see a new wave of diseases, a study has warned." A new wave of cancers and cardiovascular diseases could emerge in the next 15 to 20 years due to what they call the scourge of vaping, a new Irish study has concluded. Those who vape will have a significantly higher risk of disease compared to those who do not, according to the team at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. They specifically highlight the dangers from the cocktail of chemicals found in a huge array of flavoured vapes that are available for sale at the moment. Busairn has admitted it is struggling to recruit enough drivers, particularly in County Cork, and the shortage is having an impact on the service delivery. Bus companies also say that, as well as a lack of drivers and mechanics, car congestion is also threatening the operation of the country's main providers. Busairn CEO Stephen Kent said the company will need an extra 2,000 drivers to meet unprecedented demand over the next 3 years. He also said that despite trying to attract drivers from abroad, the lack of available housing is making that very difficult. And once again, details of that scam, which is based in China, also makes the front of the Examiner this morning. Let's go to the Daily Mail. Women out canvassing told don't go alone or at night. You will probably see over the past number of days the many, many thousands of posters up on polls, telegraph polls over the many constituencies in the local elections. And Gardaí are warning women standing in the upcoming elections are being advised to avoid the dark, canvass in pairs and turn off all social media comments. Two support groups for female election candidates, Women for Election and See Here Elected, have come together with the Gardaí to issue the new safety guidance, which includes instructions on how to report incidents. Staying with the Daily Mail, policing more than 200 anti-immigration protests last year caused the Garda overtime bill to skyrocket to record levels, new figures have revealed. The bill increased by 41.6%. That's €53 million going from 127.72 million in 2022 to 180.6 million. And finally, let's just take a look at the tabloids. Start with the Star. Ireland's fall. Ex-Ranger TD says we could be conquered in a few hours. Drug cartels, he said, have better gear than defence forces. That is from Cathal Berry. Ireland would be conquered by an invasion force of a few thousand troops in hours, according to the TD.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.